You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a transaction that can lift Air India to new heights, Singapore Airlines on Tuesday announced it would become a 25.1% shareholder in a new enlarged entity formed by the merger of Vistara with AI. The merger is expected to be completed by March 2024. SIA said the consideration comprises its 49% stake in Vistara and $250 million in cash. SIA runs full-service airline Vistara in a joint venture with Tata Sons. Both Tata Sons, the parent of Air India, and SIA will likely infuse more capital into the new entity in the coming years. The investment made by the Singaporean airline could be as much as $615 million. SIA is among the world's top airlines, and the merger would give AI access to a global network of routes and best practices across training, customer service, IT and engineering. An aviation expert said that approximately 70% of the global traffic flies westwards towards Gulf countries, Europe and the East Coast of US, so Air India now has a big opportunity to grow share globally. For SIA, the deal would bring improved access to the world's fastest-growing aviation market, a catchment it has coveted for more than two decades now. In some bad news, Toyota Kirloskar Motor Vice Chairperson Vikram S. Kirloskar has passed away, the company said on Tuesday. Kirloskar was 64. The company tweeted, "We extend our deepest sympathies to his family and friends. Last respect can be paid at Hebbal Crematorium, Bengaluru on 30th November 2022 at 1 p.m. Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, the executive chairperson of Bengaluru-headquartered biopharmaceuticals company Biocon, said, "Devastated with Vikram's shocking demise. He was such a dear friend who I will hugely miss. I share the pain and inconsolable grief of Geetanjali Manasi in the family." Meanwhile, lenders of the erstwhile Jet Airways argued for the dismissal of an application filed by Jalan Kalro Consortium at the National Company Law Tribunal, accusing it of being incomplete and misleading. All stakeholders in the CIRP of the corporate debtor would face grave harm and prejudice in the case the relief sought for in the application is granted. The lenders said in their reply, "The response was filed by State Bank of India on behalf of the financial creditors. The application filed by JKC on October 18th required NCLT to pass orders that all the five conditions precedent under the resolution plan stand completed. The NCLT on Tuesday adjourned the matter to December 6th. The five CPs include validation of Air Operator Certificate of Jet Airways, approval of allotment of slots, submission of business plans to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation and Ministry of Civil Aviation, and approval of demerger of ground handling business and international traffic rights clearances. However, the fifth CP can only be issued after Jet Airways starts operations and has a minimum 20 aircraft. In some more industry news, Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, which owns about 13% stake in food delivery platform Zomato, will sell all shares worth $200 million through a block deal on Wednesday. The deal will be through two of its subsidiaries, Ant Financial and Alipay. Post the transaction, Alibaba's stake in Zomato will come down to about 10%. The block deal is said to be at a discount of about 5-6% to Zomato's Tuesday's closing price of ₹63.55 at the National Stock Exchange. Investment bank Morgan Stanley would be the broker to the deal. Alibaba's partial exit comes at a time when Zomato has seen a series of senior-level exits. The company has also initiated layoffs as it plans to shrink the workforce by around 4%. Alibaba has become the latest investor to sell Zomato shares in bulk since the lock-in period of 1 year for around 6,130 million shares, or 78% of the company's stock, ended on July 23rd. Moving on, indicating that the government is considering tax reforms as an unfinished agenda, outgoing Revenue Secretary Tarun Bajaj told FE on Tuesday that personal income tax regime required nothing short of a complete overhaul. Although The official said that his view was independent of the preparations underway for budget financial year 24. He iterated that there was also a pressing need to align the capital gains tax rates and holding periods across asset classes to minimize the room for market distorting tax arbitrage amongst products. The broad direction, the official said, should be to ensure gains for most categories of individual taxpayers and at the same time improve revenue buoyancy with a larger tax base and increased compliance. He cited the strong growth in corporate tax collections over the last couple of years despite the sharp tax cuts in September 2019 to drive home the point that lower rates actually bolster government revenue. Bajaj said in personal income tax, minimal exemption should be given and the tax brackets should be expanded. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.